Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things and messing with my head.
Okay. So far, we just have each other.
Okay.
Mom, Loretta, Hubert, and Daniel.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You want me to start reading or hold on?
Hold on. I got Auntie Janet.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Welcome back.
Good evening. Thank you. Good to be back.
You can start now, Loretta.
Okay. All right, I'm picking up in Leviticus 26. And this is still talking about the year of Jubilee and the results of disobedience. And God says, you must have no idols. You must never worship carved images. Or shaped stones, for I am the Lord your God. You must obey my Sabbath law of rest and reverence my tabernacle, for I am the Lord. If you obey all of my commandments, I will give you regular rain, and the land will yield bumper crops, and the trees will be loaded with fruits long after the normal time, and grapes will still be ripened when sowing time comes again. You shall eat your fill and live safely in the land, for I will give you peace, and you will go to sleep without fear. I will chase away the dangerous animals. You will chase your enemies. They will die beneath your sword. 5 of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000. You will defeat all of your enemies. I will look after you and multiply you and fulfill my covenant with you. You will have such a surplus of crops that you won't know what to do with them when the new harvest is ready. And I will live among you and not despise you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people, for I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt with the intention that you be no longer slaves. I have broken your chains and will make you walk with dignity. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. We had a couple of more callers. What was Sister Shirley?
Yes. Good evening.
Welcome.
Welcome back.
Good evening. And also Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
We have Auntie Carrie as well.
Yes.
Okay. It looks like we dropped. I'm going to do a roll call, and then Loretta, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay.
We have Mom, Auntie Janet, Shirley, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Loretta, and Hubert Denny, and myself, Angela. Welcome, everyone.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And we'll turn to Angela to bless the prayer line.
All righty. Dear God, as we come together today, we give you thanks for the good gifts you give us. We ask for your guidance in our lives, and we pray that you will love, that your love would live amongst us. Thank you that your promise for us that where two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst. Therefore, Lord, we welcome you among us today, and we celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon each of us. We ask that you would open our ears so that we may hear your voice. Open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading and guidance. And open our hearts, Lord, so that we may receive your wonderful love. We ask all this in your glorious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay, we have another caller, Auntie Marie.
Yes.
Welcome. Loretta?
I'm sorry.
You ready to start us off?
I missed something, Angela. You want me to do my reading?
No. You want to go ahead and
start
the
program? You want me to run the program?
Yeah.
Oh, praise God, praise God. Okay, all right. We're at the part of our program where, let's see, where we speak from the Bible, and I will start with Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to read John 15, the relationship of believers to Christ. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branches cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No one no more can except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of John. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms 1:1-6. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He is like a tree planted by the stream of water that yieldeth fruits in its season, and his leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in your judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows where the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Next I would go to Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Not tonight. I just want to listen in.
Okay. Can you give us an update on Uncle Alan?
He's doing a lot better now. He's back to his old self now. He want to come home.
Oh, okay. All right. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that update, Auntie Marie.
Okay. Let's see here. Let's see. I'm Betty. Uh huh.
You have another caller?
Yes, Angela.
You have another caller. Is it Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. We have full house tonight. Amen. Amen. Okay, moving right along. Auntie Betty, do you have any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out to Isaiah chapter 5 on right verse. Who shall deliver our report? Who shall believe our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall go up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry land. He has no form, no comeliness, and when he shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it was our face from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our grief, carried our sorrow, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Isaiah, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. All right. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, some coming out of Psalms 8, starting at verse 3. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea that pass through the path of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms. Next, I'll go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I'm coming out of Lamentations, chapter 3, 19-26. We are not consumed. What is the significance of suffering? It is to make us strong. It is to make us more obedient to God. For it is to help us look to God. As African American trying to survive in a society plagued by economic, social, and racial injustice, we can hear the cry and take the tears of the prophet who moon over the devastation of the city and the people who turn away from God. Our own community, church, and family are plagued by drug abuse, alcoholism, unemployment, homelessness, hunger, child abuse, and neglect. The most violence and sex violation in the midst of all of these afflictions, we find ourselves crying to God in prayer or releasing from so much pain, often feel that our prayers are not heard. We stream, "Where are you, God?" But when we understand that we are never out of God's reach, we must look at ourselves and ask, "Where are we? Have we strayed so far away from God that we no longer obey God's will, care for God's people, or acknowledge God's will?" Through the status, his hope is renewed with the acknowledgement that release the will come only from God, and that a break as circumstance presently seems. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope, because of the Lord's great love we are not consumed, and his compassion never fails. They are new every morning, great in your faithfulness. In Lamentation 3:21-22, as we seek release from suffering, let us be mindful that God's faithfulness and mercy are always present, active in our lives. The prayer center and prayer and presence of us all. During our moments of suffering and despair, we help us to wait patiently with the knowledge that your mercy provides protection and your faithfulness provides hope. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Limitation. I will go next, and my reading is out of Isaiah 17, and it called The Work of Our Hands, and I'm coming out of the Daily Bread. It goes on to say, spring had just turned into summer, and the crops was beginning to produce fruits as our train rolled across the fertile landscape of West Michigan shoreline. Strawberries had ripened, and people were kneeling in the morning dew to pick the sweet fruit. Blueberry bushes were soaking up sunshine from the sky and the nutrients from the earth. After passing fields after fields of ripened fruit, we came across a rusty pile of abandoned metal, the harsh image of orange scrap metal poking out of the earth was a sharp contrast to the soft green of growing crops. The metal produced nothing. Fruit, on the other hand, grows, ripens, and nourishes hungry humans. The contrast between the fruit and the metal reminds me of God's prophesying against ancient cities like Damascus. He says, "Because you have forgotten the God of your salvation, the harvest will be a heap of ruins." This prophecy served as a contemporary warning about the danger and futility of thinking we can produce anything on our own. Apart from God, the work of our hands will become a pile of ruins. But when we join with God in the work of his hand, God multiplies our efforts and provides spiritual nourishment for many. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Okay, Auntie Janet, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Luke 11. Jesus teaches about prayer. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive each one that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son ask bread of any of you, that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to him that asks? And again I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you all that I have promised you in my word. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Next is Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read Psalm 91.
Amen.
Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, The Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no fear will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him for the knowledge of my name. For he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Next, we have reached a part of our program where we are praying for our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Okay, here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you go before us to make our crooked road straight and our rough road smooth, especially for Uncle Oliver, Uncle Willie, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Chan, Reverend Allen, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, the Hurd family, the Williams family, the Simmons family, Sister Sherilyn family, the Lowe's family, Dwight and Tawana family, the Coley family, Essie Mae and family, Doretha, Jesse, Verna, the Dix family, the Werner family, Tony, Brian, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Desi Kendrick and family, Mary Ann and family, Valerie Crocker, Michelle Bessler, Ruth Edwards, Vanessa and family, the Slappy family, Ali Holiday, DeMarcus, Melissa, Carlos and the Wells family, Eric, the Boyers family, the Rossiter family, the Ross family, the Johnson family, Cheryl and family, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Father God, we ask that you fill them with the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to activate and move through them in Jesus' name. Father God, we love you and we thank you for the healing that you are performing right now in our sick and shut-in. And we believe in your word, and right now we speak health over our sick and shut-in. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays. And I'm looking at the week of the 13th through the 19th.
Baby Pierre on the 16th.
Pierre and
Faith.
Rita's on the 17th.
Frida.
Oh, what about Jewel
birthday today?
Yes.
Hey, any other birthdays we need to honor? Oh, let's see here. Hubert, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song today?
I'll do it, Miss Carmen. Yes, I. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday and many, many more. Okay, thank you for that song, Hubert. Let's see, we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or more Bible verses. And I'll just go down the list and you can share or pass. And I will start with Auntie Dot.
Okay, I'm going to read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thou comfort me. They have prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Thank you for the 23rd song, Auntie Dot. Let's see. Next, I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share from 31 Days of Praise.
Amen.
Day 13.
I magnify you with thanksgiving, my Father, for I belong to you forever. You chose me in Christ before the creation of the world. You drew me to yourself. You accepted me in your beloved Son, welcoming me into the everlasting love you have for him. And now, as your child, you take me in your arms and tell me that you love me. Near, so very near to you. Nearer, I could not be. But in the person of your Son, I am just as near as he. Dear, so very dear to you, I could not dearer be. The love with which you love your Son, such is the love for me. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of the 31 Days of Prayer, Auntie Janet. And we'll move on to Mom. Any song or poem, testimony, praise report you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read out of the read prayer book.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You're going to read this one. Okay, I'm going to. It's repenting for a wrong attitude. Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to forgive me for the sin and the groaning and the complaining, for not walking in faith and living to the destiny that I have. Lord Jesus Christ, my winning attitude is a thing of the past. I am going to rejoice in the Lord. I am going to accept the mind of Christ. I am going to talk about good things, glorious things, God things. I am going to live with joy unspeakable and full of glory, and it is going to begin today. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of the red book. Let's see here. Sister Shirley, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'll share a proclamation. Amen. I believe in the sun, even when it's not shining. I believe in love, even when feeling it not. But most of all, I believe in God, even when he is silent. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that proclamation, I believe. Thank you, Sister Cheryl.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's see here. Let's go to Hubert.
Yes, I'm going to sing a small verse of a song.
Amen.
Savior, oh Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art crawling, do not pass me by. I be singing, Savior, oh Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Hubert. Savior. Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's see here. That would take me to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will go back to where I read tonight, and I got a poem. I am the two vines. And my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bear no fruit, he takes away. and every branch that does bear fruit, he pruneth, that it makes me bear more fruit. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. When we cut ourselves away from the guidance of that divine, our life will be as fruitless as the branches without the vine. For as the flower branches depend upon the tree, the nourishing that fulfills them till they reach maturity, we too must be dependent on our Father up above, for he are but the branches, and we are the for we are the branches, and he is the tree of love. Tree of love, let the branches flower, grow. Abide in me, prune me when necessary, but please do not let me be cut away from you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful poem, True Vine, Auntie Carrie. Thank you. Okay, let's see here. I will go next. And I just want to share that I was just diagnosed with a Wharton tumor, basically on both sides of my neck. It's a benign, so it doesn't spread. And I will be having surgery soon. But I just know Mom done told everybody, but I just want everyone to hear it from me and that your prayers are welcome.
Put yourself on the prayer line. Put your name on the prayer list. Amen.
Yeah, it's on there. It's on there. It's been on there for 2 years.
Okay.
Yes, and I also want to reinstate how much of a wonderful time I had visiting in Atlanta. I thank my aunties for the hospitality and the kindness that they showed to me. Auntie Dot, I have to thank you because you gave them heads up that I was looking for some. What was it?
Dressing.
They're dressing. And they made sure that I got it. And I thank you. I thank you so much. I thank all of Mom's sisters. You guys are wonderful. And I'm speaking of Auntie Marie and Auntie Janet as well. You guys are all wonderful. And I thank you so much.
Thank God for
let's see. Amen.
Amen.
And with that being said, I will share a poem. It's called Peace. Peace in my heart, this is my prayer. Quiet contentment to have and to share. Each new tomorrow, blessed and real. Each wondrous dawn, a daybreak idea. Peace in my home, this I would ask. Sharing each burden to lighten our task. Lighter, abundant, so much that worthwhile, faith, hope, and courage, a bright, happy smile. Peace in this country, this is my dream. Peace we might cherish, joys supreme. No more of hatred, no more crime. Peacefulness only in your heart and mine. Peace in our world, this is my prayer. With one God to guide us, and one God to care. All of us neighbors, then surely we'll see that peace is the answer to eternity. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, let's see here. I have Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to just piggyback on what you said about the visit. It was a wonderful visit, and in another thing, it's just so good for family to come together and be together and enjoy each other. And God has blessed that family, and I'm so thankful to all of my nieces and nephews, sisters and brothers that we have become a loving family.
And I give God the glory and the praise. And I'm going to read this poem. A time for love. A time is given us for everything. And all the need help to blossom and grow. There is a special place for everyone. A path no feet but yours was meant to go. A time is set aside in which we learn first to crawl and walk, to run and play, and then the richest and the wildest joy are saved for us for another day. There is a time for heartache and for sight, a time for laughter, and a time for song, because God kept an order to all things. A special time is which we each belong, but love remained unshackled till the end. God so ordained that it would be this way. I know no reason, and the time for love is yesterday, tomorrow, and today. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that praise report, Auntie Betty, and the poem that you just shared with us. Thank you so much. Let's see here. Angela, any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I will attempt to sing tonight. Just a little verse.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Bethesda, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. For the Bible tells me so.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Jesus loves us. Thank you so much, Angela, for that beautiful song. Let's see here. We have reached a part of our program where we do the closing prayer, but I open the floor up for anyone that has anything else that they would like to share before we go into the closing prayer.
Loretta?
Yes,
hello?
Ma'am.
I would like for us to remember little Stacy. She goes back to school tomorrow. She's going to a completely new school, and everything will be new for her.
So is this Kayla?
Tomorrow. I'm sorry, Stacy.
Stacy.
Oh, Stacy.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
New school. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Let's see here. Next Sunday, Mom would like to dedicate next Sunday's service, our program, to Daddy Burner. So anything that you want to share next Sunday to represent Daddy Burner, Mom wants to dedicate that to him. His birthday is that following Monday. So next Sunday, if everyone would just bring something to share, as always. But this one would
praise
be dedicated to Daddy Verna. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Okay, is that anything else anyone wants to share before Angela comes to us with the closing prayer? Well, I have to say that I miss you all. I'm so glad we have a full house tonight. Friday is here. I thank you so much. It is so wonderful to hear everyone's voice, I tell you. It's such a pleasure. That's all I have to say. And Angela, you want to come to us with the closing prayer?
Ma'am. As we gather, in the hobby of Lucy, Lord, we thank you for the fellowship and family.
We ask that you would strengthen us, restore us, and inspire us with your love. Lord, fill us with your peace so that as we journey onward, we would pour out your love and grace to others. We ask that our souls would catch the wind of your spirit so that we would take your promises to all the earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Let's see. Will that conclude our program for tonight? The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. Father God, we ask that you pray for Stacy and all of our kids that are headed to school. Send down your hedge of angels to watch over them. May they be safe going and coming. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone that is in the White House. Continue to bless America and other nations. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week to protect us from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path.
Amen.
God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Shalom.
Love you all.
Love
you also. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh no, what did I do?